Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for 16 February 2021. And, Rookie, I wanted to ask you today about your dad was just in town for about a week and got to see his grandchildren play some hockey, I'm assuming. And I just wonder, since he doesn't live around here, I'm wondering about the relationship that your kids have with your dad, their grandpa. How is it?
Yeah, boy, that's a great question, actually, because my dad lives in Colorado, and we only get a chance to see him a couple times a year at most. We usually go out there in spring for spring skiing when the kids have spring break, and we're going to be doing that again this spring break. He doesn't get out here as often, you know, since my mom passed. He used to travel out a little bit more, he and my mom, but since my mom's passed 5-6 years ago, whatever it is now, and he's gotten older, he doesn't like going through the airport. He drove this time, oddly enough, he and his dog, 22 hours, 23 hours. It, you know what? It's good, but it's not as close as, their relationship with my in-laws, with Lisa's mom and dad.
Lisa's parents.
Their Nana and Jaja. Can we see them? They only live in the Minneapolis area, so they see them 6-8 times a year, perhaps. So it, you know, but it's good. But you know, and they were very excited to have my dad come out and see him play hockey, and they were very excited to see him. But it's not as close, as I said, as it is with Lisa's parents.
Well, I asked because I never had any grandparents. I didn't have a relationship. There was only one of my grandparents was still alive when I was born. And that was my dad's mom, and she died when I was like 2 or 3 years old. And so I have like 1 or 2 memories of her. She didn't live close to us either. She was still in New York, and we were in Indiana when she passed. But I was always jealous of my friends who had relationships with their grandparents, and I never had that. And I just was curious about how your kids and your parents, and I know Lisa's parents, get along. It's a special kind of, it's a different kind of relationship, but it's a special relationship.
Yeah, I would agree. It's funny because I did not know either of my grandfathers. I did not have a grandfather growing up. Both my parents' fathers had passed away. I've seen pictures of them holding me when I was a baby, but that's it.
Oh, really?
Yes. I did know my two grandmothers. The last grandmother passed away, my mom's mom, passed away when I was 16. I remember that, going to the funeral and all that. So I had two grandmas, one probably when I my father's mom probably passed away when I was in my early teens, let's say, and then my mom's mom passed away when I was 16, but I did not grow up with any grandpas. And it's interesting because my father has, my sister lives in Colorado, probably an hour and 10 minutes away from my dad, so he's pretty close. He's pretty close to her kids, one son, one daughter. And then my brother lives in Lincoln, and he has a son and a daughter. And it's pretty close. It's only a 9-hour drive to my dad's, or my dad to go there. So it's pretty quick. You could even go for a weekend or a long weekend if you wanted to and visit. And so he's pretty close with them. You know, and then Lisa and I actually didn't have kids until later either. You know, I was 42 when my kids were born. And so my father was a little bit older as well, you know, and so there's just probably not that relationship there. So, but they were happy to see him.
My parents weren't necessarily old when they had us. You know, I was the last kid, and my dad was, I think, 31 when I was born, and my mom was still 26 or 27.
Yeah.
They just lost their parents very young. My mother lost both her parents when she was in her 20s, and within like 6 months of each other. They were young, and then my dad's dad died when he was 57.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my oldest grandparent only lived to be 62 years old, so I never had that. I remember only one thing about my grandmother. It's weird. She came to visit us one time when I was, you know, really young, and she was trying to feed me cantaloupe, and I hated cantaloupe, and that's the only thing I remember about her was her trying to feed me cantaloupe.
Stop feeding me cantaloupe.
A couple pictures of her.
Right.
I've only seen like 2 pictures of my dad's dad. One was from his wedding day back in like 1927, I think, And the other was when he bowled a 300 game. He had his picture in the paper, in the local paper, in upstate New York, in Rochester, for bowling a 300 game. And then I have only seen one picture of my mom's dad, and I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of her mother. It's been a non-existent thing. And now my mom is the only remaining grandparent for my niece, Lauren.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because my brother's wife lost both her parents just back in March and April. I mean, they died within like 3 weeks of each other. Pretty traumatic. And then, of course, my dad passed away about 6 years ago. And so my mom is the only grandparent left, and she lives in South Carolina, and they live in Milwaukee, so they don't see each other very often either. So
it's funny when you talk about that too. And as I said, I was an older parent, and it's funny that you bring up the relationship with my kids and my father. I sit there and go, will I be a grandfather? Will my kids know their grandfather? Maybe I'll be around when they have kids, but will I be around when they get older? Let's say. And can remember Grandpa, because I'm 55, my kids are 13. They sure as hell better not be having any kids anytime soon.
Right.
If they know what's good for them, right? So then you start doing the math, and you go, okay, so if they have a kid around 30, that's 17 years. You know, I'm 55, that makes me 72. You never know, right? As you get older, you start getting into that range where you just don't know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, because I've done the math, and I've thought about it quite a bit, that, by the time they have kids, where will I be? How old will I be? Well, you know, and then even if they have a kid and I'm 72, how old do you have to be a kid to kind of remember your grandma and grandpa, right?
All right.
Do you have to get into that 8-9 year range? So that pushes you a little bit older. So anyway, I've thought about that too.
Yeah, I'd be interested to ask Lauren. I should ask her sometime how much she remembers of my dad.
Right.
Because she would have been 8, I think, when he passed away. But I'm sure she remembers, you know, the funeral and everything, because they came down there for that. But I remember my grandma's funeral too, vaguely. I mean, a bunch of people I didn't know, and I didn't know why we were there, that kind of thing. But you know, I was very, very young. I think I was only like 3 years old. I just remember being in somebody else's house and a bunch of people that I didn't know,
right?
But didn't really know why. Did your dad enjoy watching him play hockey?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's a huge hockey fan.
He's a hockey guy, too. Absolutely. And he enjoyed watching all the hockey, just having the hockey on in the background at our house, because like we've mentioned many times on the Bill and Rookie Experience, that we are NHL Center Ice package subscribers, and I always have it on. And he just loved watching. He thought it was very cool how the kids came home and automatically turned on hockey and stuff. And then we got to watch his beloved Avalanche with them, too, as they returned from COVID issues on Sunday night. We got to watch the game with them. And Jackson's adopted the Avalanche as his second favorite team because of Grandpa.
Okay, well, that's awesome. That tells you a little something right there. That's great. All right, well, I'm glad he was able to see him play hockey, and you got to see Pops. I'm jealous. I want to see my mom. I haven't seen her in a long time. Hopefully this spring I can get down there
absolutely.
And visit. All right. Well, hopefully you get a chance to see Pops again soon, too. And that's going to do it for today. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to join us Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.